Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental programme on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
Over the last couple of weeks on Ours to Protect, we've looked at and heard about the shocking statistics around food waste and the impact that has on the environment. We also got some good advice on how not to waste food. So today we're going to look at the flip side of that. What if you don't have enough food to put on the table? I spoke with Karen Glancy. She's one of the administrators of the Waterford Food Bank, and I first asked her for her thoughts on food waste.
I think food waste is something that needs to be addressed by everybody, households as much as the large supermarkets, hotels, restaurants, everything else. I think that in households particularly, which is who we deal with, householders, I think planning out your meals, budgeting your food as much as you would your money, freezing, preparing meals that can be kept in containers in your fridge and leftovers, bringing leftovers for lunch. I think that eradicates a lot of food waste at home. I think that it's a manageable task if it's dealt with properly and people are educated on how to do it.
Why do you think that there's a whole generation or so many people who can't do that or who don't know how to do it?
Well, I think we live in a disposable society. I think where everything now is disposable. There's no, like, repairing things now has become cost ineffective, that it's actually cheaper to replace than to repair. So I think now with this, you know, generations are coming up now without the things being made to last, and so things are so disposable that now food is also become a commodity of where you buy in excess, and it's so easy to replace for so many people, and for others it's so not easy to replace. But just the disposable society thing has a lot to do with the attitude towards food management.
At the Waterford Food Bank, what do you see on a daily, on a weekly basis?
We deal with is people who are struggling hugely due to cost of living increases. Mortgage prices, mortgage increases have really crucified a lot of our end users. Our end users are never the same people for a long period of time. We only give support for a few weeks at a time to help people over that slump. They don't become dependent on us, which is crucial. We get them referred from St Vincent de Paul, MABS, Focus Ireland, school liaison officers would refer families in that children are going to school hungry. And we're getting an awful lot of people who are dual income, you know, where you would think both people working that, you know, they can't do any more than that. That they really cannot do any more than that, yet their mortgage is so high, the fuel costs are so high, their utilities are so high, that food and hygiene products are becoming luxuries that they are scrimping on and whatnot. Parents are not eating to allow the children to eat. This is what we see on the weekly, and it's shocking. It's absolutely shocking.
I'm presuming you probably deal in mostly non-perishables. So where does your supply come from?
So we do have a lot of non-perishables in our food parcels, which are provided to us free from FEAD, which is the funding for the Europe for the most deprived. It's a horrible title for an organisation. However, that's the Europe have decided the title, not us. We never use words like most deprived in our dealings with our end users. We deal with compassion, dignity and discretion. And we would treat everybody out there who approaches us for help the same way as we would like to be treated. We, however, fundraise a lot. We're a non-funded programme of Waterford Area Partnership. So we have to do a lot of fundraising and approaching corporate sponsors for money. We spend in excess of €4,500 to €5,000 a week on fresh produce. What we do is we put three fresh meats, like a large chicken, minced meat, pork chops, three meats into a food parcel every week. Potatoes and carrots are donated by Iverk. Flavins have donated €70,000 worth of porridge, I'd say, and porridge oats in the last year. We buy eggs, bread, milk, yogurt, cheeses, butter, whatever we get a bargain on was what we'll go on the dairy. But we do have a lot of very fresh produce in, because the way we look at it is that while the non-perishables are fabulous, you do need to have meat and other things to make meals. So, you know, you can't expect a family to feed themselves on just tins and pasta and whatnot. So that's what we do.
If you had a magic wand, right, and you could try and sort this out in the morning, how would you go about it? Or what do you think that, you know, needs to be done?
If I had a magic wand, I wouldn't want us to be needed at all. I think everybody who's in a charitable situation would feel the same. The need for you is the worst crime that's been committed against society. I think that if the government, who I do hold responsible for it, because I think with a surplus that has been there, there should be no hunger in Ireland. And the blinkered attitude of food banks are no longer necessary or not necessary by their leaders is a very ineffective and a very connected approach to what's going on in society today. I would love 1 week of the leaders of this country to come down and spend it volunteering with the food bank. Just 1 week. Let them hear our helpline. Let them see our parcels. Let them see go out on deliveries and see where we're delivering to. We're not delivering to every disadvantaged area in Waterford. We hit every single estate in Waterford, from the so-called, you know, posh estates down to your normal everyday road. So I would love them to become more aware of what's going on in society instead of in their castle looking out over their balcony.
What would you say to people who are able to put food on their table and who have an excess of food in terms of waste? What would you say to them?
Count yourself very lucky if you have excess, you know, but plan for it. And if you do have the ability to put extra food out there, instead of saying, oh, I can go to the food bank, we can't take food like that. But what we can do is, if you're able to freeze and not have to actually buy food for the next 2 days, is we can get you to buy some non-perishable goods and donate that. That's your way you can help and pay back to us, you know. But I think, first of all, you know, don't take for granted the fact that you're putting a meal on your table. Not everybody can.
And my thanks to Karen Glancy at the Waterford Food Bank. That's it for this week. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday. Until then, bye-bye.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.